applies only to a human birth. Shaila is what's called a human birth.
I'll be referring to it later. I'll give it to you now. This is something from the Chazon Ish, Pshat of the Gemara. It differs from Rashi. Adam's not here, is getting worried.
We'll be here soon.
Yeah?
Okay. Well, that's tomorrow's here. So.
What do we have? What do I have here? Up to Gemara where we're up to. Before we came in, I'm looking for a Hezbollah. They used to offer us tea bags upstairs. There's hot water, but no tea bags anymore, but they gave us mustard. Some kind of message that they're trying to deliver, I think.
Rebbe was the challenge.
Yeah. Okay.
Mustard tea? What?
When you get more.
In hot water. So.
And Daf Chof Dal Amud Aleph. The end of the Amud. Turn the Rabbanu. Four lines from the bottom. Amapelas Guf Otum. Ein Imu Temeya. Ezel gufotum, abom kol sheyit notel minachai miyomus. Mustn't get confused here on the obvious halacha that a stillbirth, a baby born dead, imut meyaleda, the next child can't be a bchor. The fact that the child is not alive, that's not a factor. But the fact is that the child never attained the minimum standards necessary to become alive. Okay, you with us? That's called Guf Otum. Guf Otum doesn't specify what it is, but the concept of Guf Otum is, right, missing vital organs, missing some vital component that makes a human form. Specific aspects we'll see concerning the head and the face, etc. By the way, before I forget, fellas, is it, remember you flashed on the board the other day from Google, Shmoogle, yeah. Can you print that picture for me with the multiple hands? Sometimes, no, not right now. When you get over.
With multiple what?
Hands.
Hands?
The multiple hands.
Yeah. Zouder has multiple hands.
Huh?
Zouder has multiple hands.
Yeah. Okay. Rebbe Omer. If I gave the definition, a vital component without which a human being can't live. Rebbe Omer, the test is, Kidei sheyinotel min hachai v'yomos. An alive person is suffering such a damage, I could live. I think the term I'm using is correct. A vital component of life. The kama yinotu malachai v'yomus, with reference to a limb. What's a test? We're defining, again, birth as the birth of something which doesn't lack a vital component for life. If the legs are missing, right, above the knee, ad hakuva is still possible, above the knee not. Rabbi Yoni Omer ad l'nekovov, a little higher up, Rabbi Yochanan Omer Moshum Rabbi Yisrael Yeshua ad mokom tiburu, until injured as high as the belly button. Bein Rab Zakoi l'Rab Yanai, ike beinayo treifo chayo. What really are they doing? They're introducing now a well-known concept in Gemara Chulin, that the trefos, the yutches trefos, that comes Baruch Hu Asad, right? We were assuming that none of them could live in the wild for a year's time. That's the summation of the Gemara there, right? Yud Beis Chodesh. Bein Rabbi Zakai Rabbi Yana Ike Binao Trefachaya, Maso, but Trefachaya. Right. The decision as to what point we consider it a vital injury, a vital lack, a vital absence, would be assuming that the same halachos would apply to hilchos trefos, whatever is called a trefa, likewise would be called a non-human birth. Bein Rab Yana el Rab Yochanan ikvei nayo de Rab Elozo. De Amar Rab Elozo, there, that difference. Nitzal yerech v'chol shulo nevela, right? Whether indeed it needs that big an injury. Look at Rashi. Atla the Kovov, I'm sorry, Rashi on Tabchav Dalav and Aleph. Ad Hakuva, שנחתרו רגליה עד למעלה מן העקובה שהיא טריפה. That's the definition of one of the Yudchas Treifos. So about Treifa in a Chaya. What does Rashi add? Again, because the definition of Leda is give birth to something, someone who has all the components to be able to be alive. But if a vital component is missing, it's not called a Leda. Adle Nikovov, Nikovov Bechlal Kosova, Treifa Chaya. Therefore, the fact that it's a trefa above the knee doesn't mean it's not a, it's a vital component. It's exeris hakosov, why an animal who had his leg cut off above the knee, why is that animal called a trefa? Because Kodesh Baruch Hu said so. We have no explanation for it. Trefa yilacha, oh, I know why, because it's a vital injury. No, trefa chaya, an animal could live that way too. Right. Aval, but Hilkoch Adla Akuva, even though that's part of the Gzeres Hakosuv, the Galoch Lemoshe Misina Yevtreifa, have a vlad. Aval Adla Akovov, that's an injury higher up. Then have a nevela Krabeloza Domanit La Yerev Echol Shulo Nevela. What are we talking now? Above the hip. Not above the knee, but above the hip. Yerech v'chalol shalo, including the acetabulum. V'afilu b'chayo mitamo, afilu b'chayeho mitamo. Such an animal, even when alive, is considered the nevela. Hilkoch there, takilo chayo. Therefore, such an injury, if that is missing in the blood, then it, again, missing a vital component for life, then it cannot live. What does chalal shelo mean? Kol sheravutza v'niras chasero. If the animal is kneeling, an animal is in a sitting position, and if I'm looking at an animal, it's visible that something is missing from that animal. In other words, visualize an animal squatting, an animal crouching, right? There has to be such an injury. If it's below the hip, it's hidden by her, the fact that she's sitting that way. Above the hip, then it will be visible even when the animal is squatting. Therefore, it's called a chasera, a central component missing. He says, ad taburo, ad nekobo, lo, the lesser the rabalozo, im shum trefa kasava, trefa chaya. As far as Trefa Chaya, he also admits Trefa Chaya. Trefa Chaya means, again, the 18 Trefos that Chazal enumerated in Chulin. They're all Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. And he didn't associate that with Chaya or not Chaya. It's one of the questions that people ask, well, what about now B'Zman Hazeh? I can repair it. Nikav Aveshet, there's a little hole, animals, swallow the needle, we have a chashash, we have a big tumul today. I missed one tumul, so someone going out to find out what it's about ducks. Something about the new tumul last week in Borough Park about ducks. Someone is selling tray for ducks. How many people are aware of what's an ongoing shaila? Animals are injected to prevent them from coming down with various diseases, and by chickens, the injection is done in the neck area. Therefore, big tumul, what if the veterinarian is nikav aveshet? If his needle slips, makes a little pinprick in the food pipe, in the esophagus, the animal is in the vela, not trefa. The animal's not going to die from it. Right. Well, so you hold like a doma, whatever I hold like doma. At least as far as that mum is concerned, that treifa chayev. It doesn't mean a fatal injury, right? Shaila is on all the trefos. This one you really were old enough to know about. A tumul about meat. That the veterinary makes the animal into a trefo. Nothing registers? What?
Stomach.
Oh, it says like what?
That in order to release the gas or something in the cows. Stomach, they would puncture the stomach.
Does it strike your memory cord any place where you just said? Okay.
Isn't that why Rav Schachter doesn't eat dairy?
When at, huh?
Isn't that one of the reasons Rav Schachter doesn't eat dairy?
Yeah. You know, why all milk is tripe here? Okay. What's the issue? The animals get into trouble. They have a preliminary stomach where they store the grasses, and that's done so that the grasses can be digested by bacteria. Because animals don't have the enzyme to digest grass. They don't have cellulase. And the main food of an animal is cellulose. How do they eat? Bacteria, fungi, algae that they pick up from the earth, digest it for them, and then they suck it up. That's called malagera. They suck it up into the real stomach to digest, meaning to digest and enter the bloodstream. Sometimes something happens and that stomach, like a constipation, sets in. And the animal, or maybe it's due to the kind of bacteria that are there, they produce massive amounts of gas. Animals produce methane that are involved in, believe it or not, in the false claim about global warming. Among the false claims, well, you mean they also make cheshbonos how much methane a cow gives off. Well, the vegetarians are overjoyed by such information, and Obama is overjoyed because he's pushing for global warming. Why? People have been. So I haven't even thought about it too much. More important things to think about. But the reason he's worried about global warming because he has a suggestion how to improve it. We cut back on our industrial production, which of course won't happen. But in the meanwhile, we pollute the air, so we have to send money to all the third world countries who are not polluting the air because we are polluting their air. So we pay a knas. A penalty to them, right, for all the global warming gases we give off, right, they get credit for not giving off, and therefore we owe them money because we pollute the, we're mazik, right, we're mazik, chavero, you have to pay for it. It's part of his main goal of distributing the wealth of America, and preferably to the colored people of the world. So a veterinarian is called in when the animal seems to be suffering from this accumulation of gases. And all the fellow does is take a trocar, which is a triangular knife, and ram it into the belly. And the gas, pfft, a balloon, the gas goes out. But what he's doing in his nikav, the keres, he's making a hole in the belly, which is one of the trefos. If he does that to all the animals, and the animals give milk, right? So there's a reason not to eat milk any, drink milk anymore. Okay, next. But what do you do, trefa chaya? That's one of the trefos. You see, they live perfectly fine. Nothing happens to them after the veterinarian jabs them with this trocar. So it's a chaya to the mandamo who says trefa in a chaya. So it happens that most of the Rishonim, Rambam included, Paskin like Madomo holds Trefa Einachaya. But irrelevant whether Trefa Chaya or Trefa Einachaya, it makes no difference. Trefa is Tref, that's according to everybody. It doesn't impact upon the halacha. The halacha, that's a term for the halacha. It's a time of mitzvahs. Why trefo? Because trefo in a chaya. If you're wrong on your reasoning, as it is in the machlokas, that does not change the halacha, which is halacha l'moshe misinai, that the yutches trefos are trefos. Okay, people, you with us? Next. Bein Rab Yanai and Rab Yochanan, they argue on Rab Elazar's halacha that nitol yerek v'cholol shelo nevela, right? Both hold that it's trefa, but it's nevela. Not everybody agrees that it's nevela. The concept of nevela mechayim, right? In all hilchos nevela, meaning that this live animal is metame. It's a good heichetimtze. How is it possible for a live animal to be tummy? The only one who can be tummy is a man when he's alive. All other tumor requires that the life force leave the organism. The only place you find by an animal that an animal's metame is in those where we say nevela mechayim, and that's largely by the trefos, nikav aveshid, almost everybody holds trefa mechayim, right? And whether this wound makes a trefa mechayim, in the vela mechayim, whether this wound makes a vela mechayim, the trefos certainly, but whether it's the vela mechayim, that's a machlokas. Amar Papa, people keep cheshbon here, it's worth the effort. Machlokes milmato lemala. All we're talking about here is mumim, vital injuries or vital absence in the blood. But we're talking about mumim measured from the toes up. At what point is it called vital? A vital absence. Up to the knee, up to the hip, high up. But milmalo lamata, from the top of the head down, afilo kol dehu toholo, which means any absence of skull means that the woman is not tamei leida. It's not considered to be a birth. V'chein Omar Rab Gidl, Omar Rab Yochanan, Hamapeles, Eshe Gugoloso Atuma. And Atuma has been used now as abnormal, meaning missing. Something is that should be there is not there. Imo Tahora is not considered to be a leader. V'Omar Rab Gidl, Omar Rab Yochanan. Hamapeles came in afkasod the dikla, That was the picture that we saw the other day. As Afkasod the Dikla. Look at Rashi. Shadekel Lamata Yochid. There's one stuck. There's one trunk. The palm tree has a single trunk. Umispatzel milmalo, and above you have all the palm fronds, all the palm branches. Kach hoyu yodo baraglo bal kseifo. Likewise, a baby is born where the hands and feet are at the shoulder level. Umamata hi below tzura. And below that, there's just a mass of tissue. That's pretty accurately the picture that they flashed on the board. So if it is that way, then Imo Tohoro. Right. Next. Again, focus on what Mo is trying to do. Define the minimum standards of human birth. Realize that so much of medical ethics is devoted its attention to when does a human being lose humanity? At what point no longer a human being? When it is a human being, there's very little been written about it. What makes him to a human being? The legal system of America today is struggling with that, trying to undo the heter of abortion. Those opponents to abortion are fighting for a humanity definition earlier than at birth. This one comment. President Bush, before he left, signed a bill that awards a pregnant woman free medical care and awarded separately for her fetus. Now, everybody knows that if a woman is pregnant and you give her medical care, it includes the fetus. But he made the bill into two pieces of the bill. Two clauses, one that the woman gets free medical care and her fetus gets free medical care. That was his personal religious belief, ethical belief, moral stance, right? That the unborn fetus should be granted humanity in legal terms, should be granted independent humanity.
But that has no bearing on a constitutional basis.
On what?
On a constitutional basis, that bill is meaningless.
Who?
On a constitutional basis.
Say what?
Whatever George Bush wrote is meaningless.
Oh, I think that statement can be made about most things that have been written.
No, exactly, because the only things that are constitutional is the Constitution and how the court interprets it.
Yeah, no problem. Not talking about the Constitution. We talk about President Bush. He's not among the signers of the Constitution. Okay, next.
Fourth Amendments.
We just said that from the top down, any lack makes it not possible to declare this as a leader. Itzmo, amapeles mi sheponov musmosim. Someone who was born and the face is malformed, but a face is there. Their eyes, their nose, their lips, but all messed up. That's how we got the word messed up from musmesim. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Imo Tameya. Shagas Amar, Imo Tahora. But mind you, we're talking about Musmosim. Messed up. There's another, we mentioned before, there's another expression, right? And that is autumn, and another expression there where it's smooth. We had that before. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. How can you say that the fact that the face is disfigured means that it's not considered to be a leder? Hamapeles Yad Chatucha Verel Chatucha. She's mapel only. All we have there is distinct. Is a leg or a hand? Imo Tmei leder. And we don't assume that it came from a goof that had no ability to live. Here you can get lost unless you understand what the Gemara is saying. Where did the leg come from? I'm presuming the leg came from a perfectly viable baby, meaning at one point it had viability, it had all the components for life. And then it lost it. And then the body of the mother attacked it, and all that's left is a leg. All that's left is a hand. Maybe if things were so abnormal, maybe it came from a gufotum, maybe it came from a original body that could not survive. But if you say that even if the face is just disfigured, already it loses its definition of leder, listening shema megufotum or mimisha part of musmosim, and the Gemara should have said that's a more likely thing. Even if it came from a body that only the face was disfigured, Gemara says maybe it came from a guf otum, right, which indicates something major lacking in the body. Well, even if something which is relatively minor, meaning the whole body is distinct, only what? The face is disfigured. That alone takes away the claim to humanity. So why didn't the Gemara say a big chiddush? We hold the imotimea later. We say that what? There must have been a good body that disappeared, that dissolved. And we don't worry about maybe it came from a faulty body. The Gemara should have said a faulty body or even a disfigured face. People, you with me? The question, that's what Rabbi Yochanan asked of Shlokish. If a disfigured face, that's surely a more likely occurrence than a whole body being damaged. And since the Gemara didn't mention the possibility that it came from a disfigured face, indicates that that was not a consideration. Amar HaPopi doesn't answer his question, but he says, you should know that Miponov Musmosim Kul Alma Lo Pliga De Tmeya. They disagree with the Shlokish. Rabbi Yochanan, right, held Ibo Temeya, we hold like Rabbi Yochanan. But I don't think even the Shlokish argues about that. Why? That's close enough to be a good birth. Ki pligi, not when the face is disfigured, but the pun of tochos, where the face has no discernible features of eyes, nose, mouth. That's called pun of tocho. Tocho smoothed over. A tiach, like someone put cement over everything. And the ipcha itmo. And I want you to know, I heard the machlokes with the names reversed. Rabbi Yochanan says imo tahora. When what? When the face has no discernible features. When the face has discernible features, but they are disfigured, then we passing like Rabbi Yochanan and Rosh Lakish both agree that it is still called a leda. The whole machlokes, the way Rapopi explains the machlokes, before we learned the machlokes was undisfigured. Because Rapopi says, no, undisfigured, there's no machlokes. Everybody holds it's a leda. What is the machlokes is where there is no discernible features to the face. There what? Yochanan says, imo tahora, and the Shoker says, imo tameya. So not only he changed the base of the machlokes, he changed even the direction of the machlokes. Before we had that Rosh Lakish was machmir and made it tameya, and Rabbi Yochanan said tahora. I'm sorry. Before we said according to Rosh Lakish, it was tahora, and according to Rabbi Yochanan was tameya, and now we switch it around. That the Bali Prukta have the reverse position. The Lustri Rosh Lakish Rabbi Yochanan Meho. Well, now if you change their position, what Rabbi Yochanan asked Rosh Lakish now can ask Rabbi Yochanan. Why didn't he mention that Ponov Musmosim? Mishum Dishonale Haina Gufotim Haina Misha Ponov Bochos. I miss a pun of tochos, because the Shokish will answer, and Rabbi Yochanan will answer the Shokish. I said, I don't worry about maybe it came from a body that is not had no claim to life. A face that has no features is like a pun, is like a gufotum, and therefore there's no need to mention it separately. By mentioning gufotum, it includes all such considerations that say that it had a vital lack, couldn't possibly become an organism. Okay. People, are you following this? If you're not focusing, the details are somewhat not relevant to the halacha lamaise. The concept is very relevant. Here we have a concept, right, which speaks, I say, the definition of what is called a human form. For Tumas Leda, you need a human form. And you find that human form may reside in very small component of the human, whole human organism. If everything is fine, legs, hands, face, everything is fine, but the face is disfigured, we call it not human form. Now, Manu said, no, this is figured, still human form. It has to be a face that is non-existent, a face without features. It's not a face, only then. Since we flashed that article on the screen there, where you saw a number of malformed things, we have that shaila today. Those shailas will exist today too, because those malformations occur. And the shaila is a pealocha. Is it too much later or not? Two months later, we don't have Yimei Toha. In time of the Gemara, you see a great significance. Right? The question is, does she have the heter of Yimei Toha? You see from the next case of the sons of Rabchiye. B'nei Rabchiye nofel l'kiryosa. Also l'kamei davuin, when they came back. It doesn't say what they go out for, by the way. More like this example occurs in other places too. I mean, this case occurs in other places too, where the Gemara was it Marambeya, I think it is, where they make a more specific comment. They went out to check the fields to see whether the workers are doing the proper work. It gives you a little reminder that even the sons of Abchi, a great Tamei Chachomim, etc., but to make a living, they didn't just join a koilel. They ran a business. They were farmers. And a farmer, Rotze Shiabad Ma'usav, you want to lose your money? Right? Yisro Paulim Baal Delech Baal something Imohim. You hire workers and they don't know whether they're doing the work or not. It's your responsibility to check in on them to see what they're doing. That's what they went out for. Also, Kami Davu, when they came back, Omer Lehem, he asked them, "Knew you? When Tamid Chachom had come to a town, for sure people came to Ashailis. Klum Bo Masi Yetchem. Did anyone come to ask you any Shailis?" Omer Lo, Ponim Tochos Bol Yodeinu. A case of Ponim Tochos, a woman who gave birth to a fetus that had no discernible facial features. Bitima Nuha, and we declared her Tomei because why? According to Rabbi Yochanan, Imo Tahora, right? They paskin like a shlokish. Amar lehem, tzu v'tiru masha timaisim. Go get that woman and change the psak. Because truly, it was machlokes shlokish Rabbi Yochanan, whether ponim tochos is tmei leid or not. And since there was no conclusion in the Gemara, you went l'chumra. My dat taichu l'chumra. But what kind of chumra is this? Chumra de osir de kulahu. Why? By declaring her as a woman who just gave birth. No? Ko yevisu lo yemei toha. You gave her yemei toha. She has a minimum of 14 days. And if the vlad sex was determinable, as most likely it was, it just says the pun of tochos. Then you give her the full, not the 33 days, you give her the full 66 days of the nekeva, if it's a nekeva. Okay, here you have a strange Gemara that impacts on plain pshat of a word in Chumash. In Parsha Shemini, you're supposed to know what it says there. It tells you mutar also, you have to know what they're talking about. In there, there's a word there, es hashasua. I don't know what it means. Talks about shofar, gomo, chazir. There's an animal called hashasua. That is a trefa animal. This is what this sugi is trying to define, what shasua is. If there is such a thing as a shasua. And now we have a really and a halacha lamaisa, as the geos today, and that is the general klal of masha besocho is tahora. You shef an animal is kosher animal, has no trefus, but it was pregnant, and you find something in the animal. Can you eat what's in the animal? Double poshut, the whatever is in the animal is nita b'shchita zimu. You shef to the animal. Everything in is kosher. Not so, that's the shaili. There are exceptions to that rule. I told you last time of Ben Pekua, right? Ben Pekua is even if it's a live animal, meaning an animal with enough maturation, like a cesarean section. When the animal comes out, it can live on its own. That animal doesn't need shchita. Al pi din Torah, it's nita b'shchita simo. Alachas kamel kamel, when it's still in the animal, but it didn't mature enough to be independently alive. So it's nothing more than part of the meat of the animal. So it's nita b'shchita simo. There are exceptions. That's what this would mean. Itmo. Alec, you with us? Hamapelas Berier Sheshlo Beis Gabim. Whatever it is, two backs, I know what that means truthfully, I can't figure what it means. Ubei Shedros, and two spines. Find out, two backs, two spines, anyway. A duplex animal. Amar Rav, Beisha ain't a vlad. Mind you, good head, good face, arms and legs in the right positions. It's not called a vlad. Therefore, she's doesn't have the din of Violetis. Bibehema, also Bachila. Ushmul Omar. I'm sorry, let me add. Behema also Bachila, meaning even if found inside. Not an animal gave birth to such a thing and now I know, is it a kosher thing or not? No, we're talking about even though it's still within the mother, meaning when you shechted the mother, that's what you found. That formation of a fetus is not niter b'shchita simo. Ushmul amar cannot be. Beisha vlad, bebehema muter b'achila. B'maika mifrigi. On what basis? Where? What's this now? B'derav Chonon Barabo. They're arguing in the halacha of Rav Chonon. Rav Chonon Barabo said, Hashesua. That animal referred to in Parsha Shmini as Shesua.
The word Shesua appears once in Tanakh and it's not in Parsha Shmini.
I'm sorry?
Shesua appears in...
You find it.
I mean, they have the note here where it is.
Dvarim Yandali.
It's in Dvarim, yeah.
It's
Parsha Shmini.
That's your problem. Yeah.
It doesn't appear in Shmini.
Yeah, it should be in Shmini too.
No, it's not.
No?
No.
You sure?
Yes. That's what I get from having the Torah on a text file on my computer.
called by Bachos Sarsesa Kosos, Sarsesa Kosos, those who be again. Where is it?
It's in the other time that it's listed. Huh? Parshas Re'eh.
Where?
Parshas Re'eh.
Oh, could be.
You said it was in
Shemini. Re'eh repeats Shemini. But it's in the list of animals called Shem Tchev.
Yeah, they're right. Very slightly different.
What's the posik?
Achazelos sochlumi male hagre.
Yeah, Achazelos so bad game, but we say parsha hashusua vesagovus. I thought it's not a posik too, but it repeats it only in parshas Chay. The same posik, right? Same list. Gomo ganeves shofan. Es hashusua. What the heck is hashusua?
It would seem to be a modifier in HaParsa.
What does it say?
I was saying, just reading the Pasuk,
yeah.
There's the Esnachton HaShesu'a, and then all the nouns have S in
right,
front of them.
Right, not as an independent noun, right? But
it's,
modifying...
It's an adjective.
Mafreses Parsa.
Yeah.
I don't know, but not so, that's Apshat. Okay? Rashi in Chumash Shusua Ber Yehi Shesha Shnei Gabin Ushnei Shedros. That's where we're up to. Okay. We are important here. Okay? So what is here? I'll summarize it for you quickly. So you make the follow. Shmuel has a principle which seems to be the rational one. If Shchita is Bateres, the stomach and the liver and the kidneys, is materas everything that's in the animal. And if you find a blood in the animal, I don't care whether it's a vital lack in the animal, in the fetus. I'm not talking about the animal, whether it's alive or not. I know the animal is dead. It is nothing more than an organ, like uber yerechimo. It's an organ of the mother. The mother was nishchat. It's kosher. Now you tell me such an animal is born and is now independent life. Oh, I understand. Maybe some animals, like a nika of Haveshet, Nevela Mechaim, some animals, even they're alive, are also. Even though they came Yotzim and Achai, Yotzim and Ator, it came from a kosher animal. Again, the Michael Mifrigi. Why are they arguing about this animal that has two backs, two spines? Hashesua beryo sheshlo beis gabon beis shedros. Rabama beryo baalmo lesser. Such an animal doesn't exist independently. What the pasuk is referring to, b'meim agbere. Therefore, to tell you, even though it was b'meim, no such animal exists, no such animal ever alive. Therefore, it's only referring to this malformation. This malformation as a fetus, asazit b'achilo. Ushvul amar, no, not true. Oshesua exists after birth. Belia Balma Isa, meaning independent life it has. V'chi agmi rachmon ol Moshe ba'alma agmerei. When, therefore, when the Torah said in Parshas Re'eh, not in Parshas Shemini, it says that Yeshua is a trefa, he's referring to what? Independent of the mother, when it was born already. I will b'me'imo shariyeh, that all such thing inside it can't be not, can't conceive that inside there should be an isu, that the shechita, that matil, every part of the animal, includes whatever is in the womb of the animal. Okay, here you have a nice little expression here. It speaks about a personality of Rav Simi. Esri Rav Simi Bachiyah L'Rav. Simi, or Shimi, the son of Rav Chiya, asked Rav, right? Rav Chanina ben Antignus Omer, kol sheyesh lo beis gaben u'shnei shedros posol la'avodo. So how can you possibly hold like Shmuel that such an animal doesn't exist? It only exists inside the mother. He tells me it's posel avoda. You can't bring a korban from it. Obviously, such an animal has to exist. A fabulous kasha. Almo de chaya shows it's a life. Amale simi at. Okay. Look at Rashi, Simiat. The Kama Duchtin, Ashkaran, the Mahadele Rav Hachi, Simiat. What does it mean? Oh, it's some idiom, Simiat meaning. You're Simi. Listen carefully. I like very important. You're true to form. There are some people who, no matter what someone says, they must ask a kasha. He says, I said something, right? And what's worse, you always ask a good kasha. You see me. I know I can't get away with anything when you're around. That's prat. Look at Rashi, Simiat. Bekama duchtin ashkar mahad l'rav hachi, Simiat. Nira b'einai, mishum de bar b'rei havi. It was his nephew. No, it was bar b'rei, it was his grandson. Bar b'rei, the son of his son. Bekama l'rav hachi, mishum chavivuso. It was an expression of affection for him. Kolomar, at yodei al hashiveini. I can count on you asking me a kashi. You ask a good question. Vani shemati shemida sniyus hoye bo barav. This I don't understand what that is. Shloye zokev einav lamala. That Rav never looked, picked his eyes up to look at anybody. Hilkach lahoye makiro. Right. Therefore, he didn't know who he was tricking. But that's not. Anyway, you can finish the rest of the Rashi yourself. It's strange that Rashi should mention it when he himself doesn't believe that that's true. No, but what's the answer? Very nice. He says, Simi, yeah, I can count on you to ask a good kasha. What's the answer? The answer is, it never was such a thing, Shusua, with two backs and two spines. But it looks like that, a hunchback, a deformed. In the eyes of people, it looks like it has two spines. What did he say? Amalei Simiat. It means, as I have to remember, and my terrors to you and your kashi, sheshedroso akumo, is referring to an animal, right, whose spine is curved, is posel avoda. Because the spine is curved, it looks like it has two spines, a lower spine and an upper spine. Meisri. Yesh beubrin shehein asurin. Shmuel said that surely tochimo it must be kosher. The only child is such an animal with independent life, with a double spine. And question, is there such an animal or not? But there is such an animal, it's the Torah said, Es HaShesua. HaShesua is listed among the non-kosher animals. It's like Shofon and Gomel and Hanaves, etc. There's yesh beubrin, there are other conditions, right? Shehein asurin. What are they? Ben arbo ledako, ben shmono legasa. What? So there are other animals, other births where the animal that's born is like a shesua, it's a nevela. It's a nevela mechaim or trefer mechaim. We'll see later. What is that? A premature birth. Now we're not talking about the animal inside the mother. Not talking about a fetus. The fetus left the mother, and has. Right now, it's still alive. But a premature birth, like the Chwan son we have in human obstetrics, a baby's born. Nowadays, to 24 weeks. A baby's supposed to be in there for 39 weeks. Babies are born to 24 weeks. A baby's born to 22 weeks. Who, I think that's the record, who make it to adulthood, who make it to independent life. Of course, much effort on the part of the medical community. Incubators and all kinds of assist intubated. There are ventilators and so on and so forth. But they make it. They finish their maturation outside the womb. It's very interesting. A baby's supposed to be in for 39 weeks, or easy for 40 weeks. So as I, the first 2 weeks can be spent in a petri plate. You fertilize the egg. And you keep it going for about 2 weeks. And then the baby's born to 22 weeks. Okay? So how many weeks was it in the womb? 22 of the 39, of the 40. Right? So already almost half the gestation of the baby was outside the womb of the mother. That's why people are now, I'm going to try it, I don't know how it's going to ever put it to a test, but the idea, it may be possible to mature outside the womb completely, a so-called artificial uterus. If you know how to feed, so the two-week embryo, so far not easy to feed it. Yeah. Give it, the nutrition needs to be able to go to a point where you develop a stomach and a esophagus and veins and arteries, and you can stick a needle in them and keep on feeding them artificially. So, and if yes, what halacha would it have? Would it have halacha of a human being? It's not a yoludi show. But that's all yet science fiction. Trouble is that science fiction of last year becomes standard practice of this year. So yesh beubrin shein asurin. You should know that there are animals that are born from kosher animals that are also to eat. What is that? Ben arbo ledako. a sheep, goat, gestates, the gestational period is 5 months. A behema gasa, cow, the gestation time is 9 months, like a woman. Okay? Here, a daka was born to 4 months, a month premature. A gasa was born to 8 months, 1 month premature. And certainly, the heimenu ulamata, less than 4 months, and the animal aborted or came out, less than 8 months, right, is of course also. Yotzo mi sheyeshlo shnei gabin sheyeshlos. This is the braisa that's been quoted. This excludes this shesuot animal, shesuot form. That what? My yotzo one excludes. In what way? Lav yotzo mechlal ubrin shafilu b'mei imon asurin. So it's a kasha and Shmuel position, which Rav supports. I'm sorry, it's a kasha and Shmuel's position, which Rav argues on. That what? That even b'meimo, it should be also. Because Shmuel has that principle. B'meimo is not shy to say something is also. Rav metals the taimei ben arbo ledako beches legaso heimenu lamata also b'medbo mamurin. I'm referring to sheyotzo laver olam, as I explained the case we just read it. It means it was born, it's premature, can I shecht it and eat it? It's alive, it needs a ventilator, but can I shecht it and eat it? According, if Yotza, it's also, it's looked upon as dead while alive, right? So like an Avela Michayim, and if it's also, but while it's still inside, perfectly okay. Avo, right? Uchmu metalsa taimeira. Well, look, but I don't matter. By the rule, I'm just rather all up. Avo b'meima ushori. Yotzo mishi yesho shei gabel shei shedros, but this one that has, it says yotzo, right? Excluding this double spine, shafil beimo nama also. But Shmuel says no, it cannot be. In bemeimo, everything is butul. Ushmu matal taimei, how will he ramshat? Ben abo ledako beshmonu lemgaso. Right, heimenu ulamata also, meaning b'madom b'shelo kololo chadoshav. Avol kololo chadoshav, muto. Why? Because they can't live. Yotzo mish yesho be'gavar be'shedros, Afakav the Kolo Chadoshov. In other words, Kolo Chadoshov means it's an explanation. Why is it also? Because Lo Kolo Chadoshov.
It's premature.
Ava what? But by Yotzo Mishesho Beis Gav Meir Treshahos, Afakav the Kolo Chadoshov, right? Even though it was a full 9 months, a full 5 months, Im Yotzo Laver Olam is still also. But B'meimo, of course, Shari. Shmuel keeps on defending. It's not rational to think that something b'meimo of a kosher animal should not be kosher. Want to pass out this Chazon Ish? We'll get time to talk, but now we'll explain it out. There's a nice, I have some more there. Two of these. There's more than one there, I think. No? Yeah. You have one?
No.
Step it down. Yesterday I baked matzahs, shmur matzahs. I really should have. I told you boys, in case everyone was able to break away. I didn't tell Tenshin I want you to go.
Oh, yeah.
So I felt if I told you, you would come. And if you have time to come, you have time to spend some time with your wife. It's more mystery.
Rabbi's grandson had
Huh?
Rabbi's grandson texted me to ask who was coming. I said I didn't even know the date.
No, actually we didn't know the date either.
Uh-huh.
We also had a mark to tell the boys on February 14th. But February 14th, I have two Seder Kedushas. It came up, so we had to move. We never baked that this early. Usually, our chazok is to bake the Sunday before Purim. This time we had to move it. That's why we got the 14th. We bake by Shatzah. It's an experience. Baruch Hashem, Kodesh Baruch was kind to me that it's a physically demanding thing. We check every matzah as it comes out of the oven, and which is the only reason. I can't imagine all the yeshivas, every rebbe bakes his own matzah. Well, I mean, they come to the factory and they bake matzahs. What do? They stand in the back room and pick the matzahs. The matzah looks a little bit burnt, a little kofel, etc. There's no point in that. None of that is any shailas on. Yeah. Well, what we do, we check the matzah the moment it comes out of the oven, to run your hand around the matzah and see whether it was baked, whether it's soft inside, whether chutin imshochen imenu. Because once it's in the oven and comes out chutin imshochen, it's chometz. That's the halacha. Period. So what then? They all based themselves on the Gemara. There was the shir afiyya nikrimu ponov, that are cross forms. I said, but the Gemara also says that chutin imshochen imenu is chometz. And you see cross forms that you pull it, break it open, and there's, you see, it's dough inside. It's elastic, you pull, it's chutin imshochen. There's no way to avoid that. You have to just check. Yeah. And years later, I've been doing it for Boshem for 40 years. Years later, I found a tshuva from Rav Henkins, that's all. Very important tshuva. Was lost in, and I did it when we taught Treifers, when we taught Issa Beheta. So Rav Henkin writes, in broiling liver, you have a problem, he says. That people broil liver, and they follow the halacha, says that what's the shear of broiling, after which you can cook the liver? Shlish. A third. So some people say a third means, it's a third of it is baked, it's roasted, inside it's raw. No. A third means, through and through, a third of the length of time it takes, like machal ben dosoi. In other words, you have well done, medium rare, right? So shlish, right? He says, the only way you can accomplish that, he says, you can't do it on an open flame, the way people do it. Because if you wait long enough, for the inside to get done on an open flame, the outside will be not edible. Therefore, he says it should be done in a baking oven, which is the way we do it all our lives. I grew up that way, on a grid, right? But in the baking oven, so whatever blood comes out, in the rest, the blood that doesn't come out is congealed inside. It's fine. That's what's supposed to be by liver. He says, he writes there in that tshuva, he writes, "Who are dinges by matzah?" He says, if the oven is too hot, then the outside will be nikla ponov and inside will be raw. So my whole yichis in the company there is we bought them a thermometer and we bake at 900, 850 to 900 Fahrenheit. They bake normally at 1400. Why? Production. Realize a matzah stays in the oven only 18 seconds in the shot is this bakery. That's what 18 seconds in there. Not to be believed. And half of them come out raw. When you lower the temperature, it takes 21 seconds for the matzah to get done. Without interfering, yeah, but we pay extra. They charge us extra because we slow down the production. Because the women, these 22 women that they have as rolling out the matzahs, they have to produce. Time is money. You realize they start baking Hanukkah. Shots a little place, not a sign in front. You don't know where it is. they ship worldwide. They're very, very effective organization. All family. One of the owners is the son of Rav Neuschloss Zatzal. That's how it used to be the Rav in the Dayan in Square. His son. And his brother-in-law and his sister-in-law, they basically run the whole thing there. Thank God we didn't have that much matzah to bake this year. We only baked 600 pounds. We usually bake 800 pounds. This is a sign of the community that's aging. Once upon a time, all the children came to the parents in the Muncie. So they needed more matzah. Now the parents go to the children. The children get their matzah wherever they get their matzah. Yeah. No. Okay, let's finish off this little piece. Okay, with us, five lines from the top. Toni Tana Kamei Derav. Hamapeles Berias. I don't know how to pronounce that one. Means a creature. Guf She'eno Chotuch. Uberias Rosh. Uberias Rosh. Or the head. Is Eino Chotuch. Now, Chotuch means, literally, cut to form. Right? Chotuch means that where all the features are discernible. So, a Guf She'eino Chotuch, and a Rosh She'eino Chotuch, Vadai, that's not considered to be a Leda. Yochol Tehei Imo Tmei a Leda. Tamed lomar isha ki zasriya v'yolda zocho u'b'yom hashmini imo mi shehoyu libris shmona is called a ledo yotsu elu shen aruyin libris shmona. Look at Tosfos, Divrei Maskil has a different girsa. Mi shehoyu libris neshama. Bishvona is a difficult standard to meet. Maybe baby babies will not be ready by the eighth day for Bris Milah. Toshis has the Gersa, the Bris Neshoma. Bris Tegara is the Bris Shmona. But Bris Neshoma is a better one. Right? In other words, he doesn't enter the covenant that mankind has with Kodesh Baruch Hu. A new term, a Bris Neshoma. Any of you people were Thursday when I spoke? No, none of you guys made it. Listen, if it's on the internet, it's worth. It's on the wireless thing. It's worth listening to. Yeah, yeah. This bris neshama. Right. A covenant. Because Kodesh Baruch Hu makes that contribution. The Gemara says, Gimel Shutfim Yesh Ba'adam, my three partners. The man provides the white parts, bones, tendons, etc. The woman provides the colored parts, red blood and the pupil of the eye, or the iris rather, there. And Kodesh Baruch Hu provides the neshama, Gimel Shutfim. And when the time comes, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I want my part back. So Kodesh Baruch Hu takes his part back and says to the people, Harei Shalachem Lifneichem, this is your part, take it away. So there is a bris neshama, where Kodesh Baruch Hu signs a covenant to provide the neshama for thee. That's what it's referring to. There's no viability, there's no vital organ. Amalei Rav V'siyim bo Hochi. Finish that braise the way I'm telling you. There's another line to the braise. U'sheyesh lo shnei gavim sheshedros, right, also is that. Against Shmuel, remember Shmuel, they will argue whether it's still in the mother or outside the mother, right? In the mother, he holds it's still kosher. In the machlokes will be outside the mother. But anyway, you have to add, v'sheyesh lo shnei gavim sheshedros, right? There, who left the mother, that everybody agrees, outside, it's not considered to be a leidah. Okay, I think we should stop here. People, have you been keeping track of what I'm learning? It's, I told you.